All right, everybody, this is Eric from asimplejournal.com doing a quick review, audio obviously, of the Kodak ZI-8. Now, you might be wondering, why are you doing an audio review of a camera? Well, it's because the ability to be able to record something like this in audio allows me to do a lot of reviews about different stuff a lot quicker. And I'm sure that you've seen this camera, and if not, I'll try to post a couple photos of it. But I've owned this probably for, over a year now, and I really like it. And one of the things I like about it the most is that it still works, and it works very well. And what's really awesome about this camera is that the battery life is amazing. I don't know how often you guys record or take video. I don't do it extremely often, but I do it enough where I was thinking, okay, well, I need to recharge it so often. No. The nice thing about this camera is when you turn it off, it feels like the battery just stays where it was. It doesn't die off a little bit quicker or anything like that. So I can just take it, use it when I want to, and then when I want to upload it, I just plug it into my computer and, you know, off I go. All the different functions it has are very cool. It goes up to 1080p. There's 720p/60 frames per second, which gets you a smoother shot. And there's just a regular 720p, and then there's the WVGA. The video quality looks very nice, and I really enjoy it. It also takes good photos. The higher resolution video recording on the camera can be a little bit jumbled if you're moving quick or doing recording something with a lot of movement, but that's to be expected of a camera of this price. So, but all in all, it actually works really, really well. Even the 60 FPS works very well. One thing that I'm kind of bummed out about now is that I feel like record something in HD and upload it to YouTube. YouTube has a problem syncing the audio with the video, and I don't know if that's just something that's going to be, happening for a little while until somebody fixes it or what, but it's not as bad as it could be. But anyway, I have to do these in 5 minutes or less, and I only have 40 seconds to end this. So anyway, I would recommend the Kodak HD ZI-8 or the Kodak ZI-8 camera. I know that they're making other ones, so those are probably worth checking out too. So I just wanted to say that I like it, and with the added SD card support and all that, it's definitely worthwhile if you enjoy vlogging or want to be able to put a camera in your pocket and take it with you. I always keep it in my backpack, so if anything happens, bam, I have it. So there it is, the Kodak ZI-8. Love it. Have had it for a long time. No problems. Good equipment. All right, thanks.